The private tutoring industry is booming, we learned today, as our children are being left behind increasingly in the classroom. Dr. Anne-Marie Christie is a GP and child health educator. She's written today in the Sydney Morning Herald calling on more parents to hire a tutor if their child is struggling at school. She says our teachers are under more pressure to teach children more information with less time in the classroom. The results? Some kids falling through the cracks, and more these days. Dr. Christie says as parents, we need to be aware of this problem and take action early. She's on the line, Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, a practicing GP, child health educator and mother of four. Doctor, good afternoon.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm all right. They've been around for a long time, tutors, but you're saying these days more and more parents are deciding they need that extra help.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting. I guess from a medical perspective, what I'm struck with is a whole lot of children presenting to me in later primary and early high school with anxiety and depression. And when you start asking questions and digging deeper, you realise these kids have a learning difficulty that has gone unnoticed. And I think that's tragic in metropolitan Sydney to be having kids that, you know, can't read and can't write and haven't been picked up. And therefore haven't had the intervention that they needed.
There'd be plenty of parents saying, look, we'd be more than happy to have the children receive some extra tutoring, but what's the cost that goes with it? What do people pay these days to have a child tutored?
The cost is huge, and I think it averages at about $60 for anything from half an hour to 45 minutes. And when you think you're doing that every week, it really does add up. So I'm certainly not advocating that all children get private tutoring. I don't think that's beneficial at all. But I think what parents need to do is try and pick up early when their kids are struggling at school, because perhaps the teachers aren't picking up on it or it's not being noticed in the classroom, and then getting early intervention for those kids that need it so that they can have the foundation bricks in place that they need to be able to learn in the classroom.
It's an indicator, isn't it, of how many are being left behind in that classroom. And I know teachers, I know plenty of them, who talk about the pressures that they're facing at the moment in the classroom. So if you are noticing that your child's being left behind, do you need to get onto it early? Is that the message you're getting across?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the first thing I do is not go out and seek a private tutor. The first thing I do is have a conversation with the teacher and raise your concerns and see if the teacher has similar concerns, and then ask the school to provide whatever intervention they can. Unfortunately, over the last many years, the schools have been using a reading program that hasn't had scientific evidence to support it, and we're only just now realising that it hasn't actually had great impact. But there are a number of research-based, evidence-based programs out there that will teach children to read effectively that have proven benefits. And the schools are starting to adopt these. So if we start having conversations with the teachers and the schools, then perhaps those programs will be available in our schools for our kids to use at little or no cost to the family. Mm. But where that can't be offered, then the parents really need to actively seek out an evidence-based program that can help their kids.
Dr. Anne-Marie, I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.
Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, GP, child health educator and mother of four. Thank you very much for your time.